I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. In Haiti, U.S. Marines today started hunting for illegal weapons, many of them in the hands of the people who still support exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The U.S. military is committed to stopping violence among Haitians and says it will intervene when necessary. Haiti's new Prime Minister, Gerard Latortue, says he wants to steer the nation toward democracy, and he's calling for more international peacekeepers. Joining us from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, is NPR's Jerry Hadden. Jerry, how are the Marines disarming rebel groups, and are they getting any kind of cooperation?
They haven't actually begun to disarm anybody. They've announced that they will try to do it, and the big question is how. There are so many guns in Haiti. The folks that oppose Aristide have them. His supporters are armed to the teeth as well. And Port-au-Prince is a tough city to work in. It's filled with narrow alleys and winding streets, and its infrastructure is largely destroyed. So we don't know how they're going to disarm anybody, but they'll need to rely, obviously, on Haitians on the ground for intelligence and support, because coming in here cold, they just simply couldn't do it.
Now tell us a bit about the new Prime Minister, Gerard Latortue. He arrived there yesterday. What's he doing today?
He's been meeting with the president of Haiti, the interim president, and they'll soon be speaking to the world and offering what their short-term and long-term vision is for rebuilding Haiti. Essentially what they're saying is they need to get a handle on the security situation, because if they want to eventually hold the elections here, they've got to make people feel safe enough so that they can go out to the polls and vote. Right now, as I mentioned, everyone is still armed, tensions are quite high, and until they get a handle on security, the country's really not going to move anywhere. In the long term, they've got to rebuild the economy. There's, 85% unemployment here, and there's a lot of bright and idle people waiting around to start working.
And many of those unemployed are Aristide supporters. How are they responding to the new government?
They don't recognize it, nor does exiled President Aristide. They repeat the president's line from that we're hearing out of the Central African Republic, that he was in fact kidnapped by U.S. forces under intense pressure to leave the country. So they say this government is illegitimate, and they won't participate. They want Aristide to return and finish his five-year term, which would have expired in February 2006.
And what about the rebels led by Guy Philippe? How are they responding?
They have actually recognized this new government and say that they will work to support it. And many of those rebels want police jobs or military jobs if, in fact, Haiti reinstitutes its army. So they're, at least publicly, they sound like they're much more willing to participate in any new government, although they haven't laid down their arms either, which has been a demand by the new government and by the United States.
NPR's Jerry Hadden in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.